Okay, Rebosa.
The Union Serif Hatus Lum Mamon Show 21.
There was registration day, which is also a good sign. So good. Ashreichem, as I told you in the past, I get the energy from you. The fact that you guys are here and ready to work on me, so thank you. Alright, Ezer Hashem, we're up to a very, very exciting part in our sugya. The exciting part that we're up to is we were analyzing a few parts of our sugya, and what we're going to do is come back to some of the tzarachiyums that we left off with yesterday, Ezer Hashem, and then fantastic Havana within the Ritva and a big discussion about that Havana, and come back to some of the tzarachins. Give me, please, a minute to review what we had done yesterday. The Gemara tells us that Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia adds onto our Mishnah that Edus Miuchedus is Psula. Now, the Chura, at first glance, this statement and the Braisa that proves it are superfluous. Now, different Mefarshim ask the Kasha in different ways. The Ksais is bothered that Rav Zutra is superfluous, and Taisvis, in Dibra Maskel Tanya Nami Hachi, is bothered that the Braisa is superfluous. Yesterday we had seen two approaches from Tosos about what is the Braisa coming to add. One approach of Tosos was to suggest that the Braisa is just telling us that there is Exeris HaKosum of Lo Yumas Al Pied Echad. That's what we're learning it out from that pasuk, even though we have learned it out from Rav Zutra. And then Tosas said to us something that we left off with the Tzarachim Gadol, which I think at its core holds many, many keys, which is why I didn't want to rush into the teretz. And that is, you mind opening the windows a little bit? Thank you. And that is that Tosas suggests we would have had a Hava Mina that even though two kitos of Eidim are not mitzdarev, once we learn that in our Mishnah, we would have had a Hava Mina that if you have one and one, they would be mitzdarev. Why? Because two kitos are already considered an object of Eidus. So there's no need to be mitzdarev. But one and one is a nothing. So there we would have thought that it does work. At Kidei Kach, we wouldn't have even bought into what Rav Zutra had said. In other words, Rav Zutra is, according to Tosos, is coming to teach us not to make a mistake. That even though we say that two Eidim don't join together with another two set for a psul, when it comes to Eidus Miuchedas, I would have thought that maybe in such a case, they join together both the psul as well as the kashrus. Kamash Malon, no. Why would I have thought such a thing? So again, according to the second shot, tells us we know what Rizutra is coming to do as well. But why would we have done such a thing? Why would we have come to such a conclusion? Please tap Michal. Michal. Michael Hutton. Michael Hutton. If you need to sleep, go back to the dormitory, okay? So why would we have said such a thing? Why would we have had such a Hava Mina? So the reason is because we would have thought that one and one should combine. One and one should combine. But two and two would not combine. Why? Because one is nothing by itself, so maybe we would have pull it together with something else. But two already stands. So we said, well, what's the svar over there? Why would we say that if you have something that's one and one, that you would make combined? We know. If you have a ri'iya separate ri'iya, they don't combine. So why would you think one and one would... Why would you think that one and one would combine? So what's the pshat going on in the Tesis? All right, Rabosa, I hope to see Dvarim Nifloim in regards to this Kasha. Let's continue on what we saw. We saw the Gemara, or we alluded to the Gemara, of Amar Rava. Now let's do it inside, and then see the Yesodos of the Ritva. Amar Rava, Mo Yeroin Es HaMasra, HaMasra Roen Osan, Roe Osan, Mitztarfu. If the Edom saw the Masra, or the Masra see them, so then I don't want to discuss this right now, but Jack pointed out, it said means that the Masra is mitstarif with them, according to the Yesh Mefarshim. Either way, Rava adds the idea of tziruf. V'yomai Rava, Masra sham rafilu mityatma afilu mityashe. Masra doesn't have to be also a Amar Rav Nachman, Eidus miyuchedes k'sheir Rav Dinei Mamanis. Eidus miyuchedes is going to be kosher in Dinei Mamanis, an amazing chiddush. D'chsiv lo yumas al piyechot, because the Torah says, lo yumas al piyechot, b'dinei nefoshes hu dein k'sheir. D'xeris ha'kos is dafka by Dinei nefoshes. Alo b'dinei mamanis, then Eidus miyuchedes is k'sheir. Wow. Maskev lo Rezutra. Rezutra says, I don't understand what's going on. Elameyato, b'dinei nefoshes tatsil. By dinei nefoshes, it should work to save. If we say that Allah is eidus miyuchedes acceptable by mamonis, why is it that in the case of our Mishnah, Rashi explains, we'll see in a moment, when it comes to dinei nefoshes, the Allah is that it doesn't work. It should work to the point to save him. Aloma tanan hu mehene rogin. Mar says kasha. What is precisely the kasha of Mar Zutra? Says Rashi. Elamehata v'ksher ba'alman hu mitzdarfi. It's a hard Rashi. V'dinei nefashos. We learned in our mission by dinei nefashos. Kishishnayim roim mechalon zeh. When two see from this window. Ushnayim mechalon zeh. Two see from this window. V'huzmu. And then they are zoom, Levin Yehuda are zoom, Kat Ha'achas Titzdarev Eduzu Lios Kulam Kikat Achas. In our Mishnah we learned that if they don't see each other, they don't combine. Now, if the halacha is that Eduz Miyuchedus works to combine when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, so then L'chol HaKochos, it should combine to save the Nido. Because what's happening in our Mishnah? Even though we're passing Levi and Yehuda, we're saying Reuven and Shimon didn't see together. Once Reuven and Shimon didn't see together, so Levi and Yehuda, their status doesn't affect Reuven and Shimon's Eidus. Asks the Gemara, but once we see that Eidus Miyuchedus, two different Kitos, is enough for Mamonos, it should L'chol HaPachos be enough when it comes to Nefashos to save the Nidon. It started in the Zulios Kulim Kikat Achas, Atzos Omes and Nidon, Shadei Edus and Medela, Kima de Baalma Mitzarefes, Yesh Tan Kaan Latzilo, Rahmona Omar, Vitzilu Aeda. Jerome, you with us? And the Torah says, Vitzilu Aeda. So Gemara says, a Gevaldig Akasha. Once Rav Nachman's Chiddush is there, Kasha, it's a Kasha. Rabosa, I'll tell you, when I never understood this kasha in the Gemara. What am I bothered by? I'm bothered by the following. It's clear that Rav Nachman would agree that Eidos of Mammon and Eidos of Nefashos are two different worlds. There's Xeris HaKasa when it comes to Eidos of Nefashos. Lo Yumas Al Pi Eidacha that tells you Eidos Miyuchedes is possible. For some reason, Rav Nachman comes along and Rav Nachman says, no! They are kosher when it comes to Mamonis. But the U.S. Al-Pi Eidechad told us we don't take an Eidechad into account at all. In Canaan Advarim, I have the following kasha. Why does the Gemara like Rav Zutra's kasha? At the end of the day, this is Sarachiyun number two, Sarachiyun Gadol number two. At the end of the day, there's Xeris HaKosuv that says that we don't take into account Eidus that's not seen together when it comes to Nefashos. The fact that it works for Mamonis has nothing to do with it. Two different disciplines. For example, are you going to tell me Mitzilus Eidus is going to affect when it comes to Iguna? The Halacha is Minat Torah, you believe in Eved, as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Gerushin. So all of a sudden, the Eved who's possible Eidus could be Mitzilus Eidus? Absolutely not. So what's the pshat over here? This Gemara never makes sense. Hakadekach, when Aaron asked me about this Gemara before, I didn't want to talk about it. Because I never understood this Gemara. So it could be, you should know, I want you to keep track of all our tzarachiyuns It could be as we develop the Yesodis and the Rishonim and the Achronim, the two questions might be connected. The first question I ask and the second question I ask, I don't know. That I just said now, the first Sarachim, of what's going on in Tosis, the difference between, they might be connected. But let me tell you that I had tremendous simcha for the first time in my life. I understood the Shakta attack. I understood the Gemara today. I just found it Mamash today. In preparing beforehand for the Shiurim, I still didn't have pshat, which is one of the reasons I didn't want to read the Gemara yesterday. If you notice, I only read the first few lines. I didn't read the Gemara because I didn't have avon in the Gemara. So I had tremendous simcha that I saw that the Beis Halevi, in Chelek Beis, Simin Lamed Tes, I didn't put on the Gemara, did I miss? The Beis Halevi tells us a very, very important, has the following fakir. What's the pshat when it comes to Eid Echad by Nefashos? Is it the pshat when you have an Eid Echad by Nefashos, it's a garnish? That's the way I had understood. Lo Yumasal Pi Eid Echad, he's a nothing. How would you explain he's a nothing? I, Eid Echad B'Momon is Kam L'Shvua. So I would say very poshut that we have different parameters. Just like when it comes to Iguna, we allow a woman to marry somebody based on Eved Minatayra, according to the Rambam, the Pashas. But there are different parameters for different things. Why are there different parameters for different things? Amir Tashem, when you'll be writing Shalos Uchubas on Igunas, you'll talk about that. That's a discussion. For Shechter, that's very, very important in Halacha L'maaseh and Iguna. So that's a question why that's so. But that's so. Okay? When it comes to Dinei Nefashis, two are necessary. When it comes to Mammon, two to be Motzi Mammon, one for Shvua. Different parameters. And therefore, one is a garnish when it comes to Nefashis. Or is the Pshat no? That one is a Birur HaEmes. But for the Onesh of Nefashis, you need two. Says the Beis Halevi, Chelek Beis Simen Lamentes, I believe it's Osiud Beis, it's a Dover Poshut, that one is a Birura Emes. And he brings a Raya from one of the most torturous things in Halacha. And that's a Gemara that Aaron mentioned to me as I was walking in. I don't know if that was his Kavana. The Gemara in Pei Aleph on the Beis in Sanhedrin tells us if Eid Echad says Ruvein Shat Shimon, Binyamin testifies, Ruvein Shat Shimon, we put Ruvein into solitary confinement and we give him terrible food until he dies alone in this kippah. I'm not sure what's worse. That's not for me to decide. Says the Beis Halevi, if we could do something, so it always bothered me, like Bezin is vigilante, that, you know, in such a way. So the answer is, says the Beis Halevi, no, one aid is believable. It's one aid is believable, but not tired. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that he's just not enough to process dinei nefashos in the conventional sense. But for the halachos, a kippah would be believed. He says otherwise it can never be that we would leave a guy to die like that. It must be that we really, really believe the fellow. That must be the pshat. Azoy zok, the Beis Halevi. In Kainim Advarim, and maybe things could get even deeper, but in Kainim Advarim, we have at least a working pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara is asking like this. We see that when it comes to Eidus Miuchedus, that's Ksheira, when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, maybe we'll have a different pshat, by the way. We'll see. Reb Chaim Oizer might have a different Ezra in the Gemara based on the Ritva. But one thing at a time. Based on our Gemara, what emerges is that we have halacha of Eidus Miuchedus that says that they're kosher from Dinei Mamonos. So that shows us that when it comes to the halachos of Eidus, there are times we can even provide for a tziruf. We can even provide for a tziruf. In other words, it's not just stam that we don't look at it as having any koach whatsoever. We see already that they have a koach together to combine for Dinei Mamonos. So says that, and I point out to you that the Beis Halevi says that even one is considered information. So says the Gemara, I would have a Hava Mina, that would be enough, that Tziruf of two, which is enough for a Tziruf for Mamanos, and we know that 1 8 is considered Choshev by Nina Nefashos, and what I had assumed in my question is wrong, that it's not that the Pshat of 1 8 is a nothing, 1 8 is a something, and we see there's a Tziruf for Mamanos, that would be enough for a Tziluis Ha'eda. That lechura is the pshat in the Gemara's kasha, to which the Gemara leaves off kasha. That's what the Gemara asks. That lechura, this should be difficult. Okay, so at least we have a working pshat based on this, and maybe we'll discuss more. What is this koach of tziruf, and how does this eid echad work? Yes, Ori.
I don't understand basically this pshat because we.
The base lady didn't ask any problems. I asked problems.
No,
you don't understand why.
The Havana that we one is halfway there, basically. We see on the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph that says two vachata v'zig and magid, that one person was made
right.
By someone, and says here, he gave him malchus for testifying something against him when he was only 1 8.
Right. Right. So how do you explain? Yeah. So it's really not so much a kasha on the Beis Halevi. It's a kasha in general. It's a kasha on the halacha of kippa. Ein hachanami. Beis Hashem, we got to get there. We could try to pound it out, but I register your ha'ara as ha'ara. I don't think it's a bond. Yes, Aaron?
I just want to make a clarification is that when we say the Gemara Tanya is talking about 1 8, number 8 is being cited specifically. No, because Rebbe was saying
right.
That the Beis Halevi was saying that 1 8 is a beer.
Nachon.
1 8 is not a beer, it's being cited.
Nachon. If anything, hafuf, then it works even better. Nachon. I start to show that we already have a koach of eid echad. Aaron is right. He corrects for the record. I use the eid echad and eidus miuchedes interchangeably. But the Gemara is talking about specifically eidus miuchedes. Nachon. That's correct. Yes, Amy.
So why can't we answer your question by saying that, because when the pasuk says lo yumas, right, it's saying we're not going to be mitzarif them for the purposes of this specific onesh. Right?
That's the way you want to read it.
So let's say there's, like Rashi said, our case in the Mishnah, when you have two and two, so then
you could read it lots of different... I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, A.B. I'll answer you right off the bat, because I have a lot to do. The reason why your point is not correct is your point would be correct if you're being Masber or Shita, makes sense. But to use it to make problems for us, why should we make problems? Why do you have to read Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad the way you want to read? Why can't you read it this way? Why is this a kasha? You can answer and deflect it simply. The answer is that we see definitively, you read it this way, you read it that way, that's not enough, that's not going to be strong enough. But we see definitively from Pe'alef on the Beis in Sanhedrin that it has the ability to do the halacha kippah. To say a kasha, that you can read it this way, that's not a strong kasha. That's not a maskif that you read in a kasha. You say simply what I had said, that for nefashos it doesn't join together. Who says it joins together? The answer, you got to give them a card that you see that it joins together. Just to say, I want to read it a different way, that shouldn't be enough to be called a kasha. That, I think, is the answer. Let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva on Vav on the Beis, I apologize, Abe, I interrupted you, but I want to keep on moving, okay? If you want to continue more, come over.
Sure.
Says the Ritva on the Vav on the Beis, Amar of Nachman, Eidus Miuchedes, the Ritva quotes the Kasha that we discussed already yesterday. Now we'll do the whole Ritva, and then a beautiful analysis from the Tzais and the Achiezer of this Ritva. And then maybe we'll come back to the Megala Amukos of what's going on in the Minei Bay of the Gemara itself. The Ritva we saw yesterday quotes a Kasha. What exactly is Rav Nachman being Mechadish? This idea of Halva Achar Halva being Mitztarev is already learned on Sanhedrin Lamed on the Beis. I looked up again just to check 100%. By the way, here's an example where I think Art Scroll is fantastic. I'm very much against learning with art scroll. When you get stuck in the keys, look up. But it wasn't Mefurish and Rashi whether the way Oren said it yesterday was correct. So there it's right, I think, to look in our scroll to see if it's correct. And Oren is right, that's the way to read. It's Mufrach also, if you read over the Achronim as well, that was the pshat. That the Ritva asks like this, when it comes to Halvah Achar Halvah, the halacha is that if you have Reuven as an aide who saw a Halvah between Yosef and Binyamin on Sunday, and then on Monday, another two set of Eidim see Reuven lending Shimon again. So even though you don't have two Eidim, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says an amazing chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says that the Eidim are going to be mitzaret. Now what's amazing is what's the chiddush? That's an amazing chiddush. Because when Yosef and Binyamin testified on Sunday, or testified on Sunday, so that was a different halvah than what another ate. What Binyamin testified on Sunday, what Yosef testified on Monday, are two different halvahs. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says a mitzvah. Now the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, but in many cases, we actually paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So asks the Ritva, what's a big chiddush of Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Shua ben Karcha told us an even bigger chiddush, that he said that the halacha is not only do you have a case of Reuven and Shimon being mitzaref on one halvah, the halacha is that you have Reuven and Shimon being mitzaref when they saw two different halvahs. That's a tremendous chiddush. So that's the kasha of Rabbi Hosseinu. Different mefarshim give different tirmitz. By the way, the Ritva gives a beautiful teretz. Before we get to the Ravid's teretz, the Ritva gives a beautiful pshat, a very beautiful, elegant pshat. Let's take a look at the Ritva's teretz. I know yesterday I discussed the Ravid. We'll come back to the Ravid, and we'll see a very clear hesber in how the Ritva is learning from Reb Chaim Moizer and the Achi Ezer. V'hanachom v'tiretz kushu seinu. Everybody had that at the end of the Ritva? V'hanachom v'tiretz kushu seinu. Masha amru v'taisifis. I was looking around in our Tesis. We don't have it in our Tesis. So they say that it means a Tosis Shatz. But they, I know what it is because you say Mashamra Betaisis, Shalom Nitzrecha Hadar of Nachman, Elol Rabbanon. The Terence is that Rav Nachman is bringing out according to Rabbanon. The Pliya Ladder of Shulam and Karcha, they disagree with Shulam and Karcha. The Sviru Dalva Achalva Eina Mitzdarfim. That Rabbi Shulam and Karcha says, Alva after Alva is not Mitzdarfim. Da filu achi, kol sheba alva achas kshera, abo pi shelo yada shum echa bechavero, v'yesh bechlal azeh shem nimzach mehem posul, chavero mechaim vo shvua. The Rabbanan disagree with Yeshua ben Karcha. What the Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan hold, you can't combine what Binyamin saw from Sunday and what Yosef saw from Monday. They're two different halvos. Comes along Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman is mechadesh, but you can combine if we're talking about from one day. Then if you had Yosef in one corner and Binyamin from another corner, and that's where Rav Nachman is being mechadesh. That feel like he calls him halvah as kshirah pishloyo the shumecha bechaber v'yesh bechla hazeh shem nimtzach mehem pasul chaber mechiyuv shvua. That's what Rev Nachman is bringing out, Lefi, the Shita of the Rabbanim. And then he just adds, and if one of them would be apostle, it would also be Posa. Then he points out that maybe, but that's not the emphasis. Unlike by maybe you haven't arrived, but that's not the emphasis. I just first want to point out to you that Rav Chaim Moser really spells this out beautifully, the pshat of what's going on in this teretz. I'm going to pass this around. And then we're going to see the omic of what's going on in the writing. But first let's see now, what's the omic of the shat of the tari according to Achi Ezer? I apologize that I'm not a good photocopier. They didn't teach me in Smith class how to photocopy. So a part of their words over here that are cut off, and then anytime I'll take your question. The Achi Ezer in Simin Chav Hei. Let's pick up Ubazel Yuvan Divrei Hashas. By the way, it's kedai to read all of Os Yud Beis. But let's pick up with this. Ubazel Yuvan Divrei Hashas Makis Da Bok. V'hadam Reb Nachman Eidus V'yuchedes V'dinei Mamas K'sheira. V'hachi V'dinei Nefashos Tansil. Now, Reb Chaim Ozer asks beautifully. Reb Chaim Ozer also is bothered. What is the Gemara's Kasha? U'lechora Tamua. Hare sugi mefureshes b'sanhedrin, upluksa de Rishua ben Karcha v'rabbonah. Ure Rishua ben Karcha degam eilus miyuchedes v'shtei maisim dinei mamnas k'sheira. The shita of Rishua ben Karcha is that even if it's two maisim, it's kosher. Im kein, yikshed af eilus miyuchedes v'shtei maisim tatsa v'dinei fashos. He says, it's not clear what Marzutra's kasha is. Are we talking about where the Eidim see two Maasim on two different days? Are you talking about where the Eidim see one Maisa on, but don't see each other? V'kushyas Hashas ein ze inyin l'Rav Nachman. If the kasha is from Shtei Maasim, so what are we going to Rav Nachman for? V'havelei l'hakshas Rav Yishua ben Karcha, but dinei fashas tatzalap v'shtei Maasim. Ukvar in this kasha bazeh hagom Reb Yishua pick the sefer kashos miyusha. Yishua pick, by the way, is the same person from the Saras Hamishas. Ulefima she desavnu asishapir. The bevadai edus miyuchedesh mitstarfim. Now notice this formulation; it's going to be critical. Ein zemidin siruf. Rak the bedine mominus lo boy siruf klal. When it comes to Dine Mamanas, you don't need a tziruf at all. Va'av shemeidim kol echad mimona acheres. Even if two eidim are testifying on two different halvos. Mikol makol manan sadi d'shnei meinim v'shachrim v'chuyiv al kapanim mimona. V'im kein, ein ze inyil din bitul karav apostle. We're not talking about siruf of joining two edios together, because that's a davar pashut that you're not joining two edios together on Sunday and Monday. So what's happening according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was mechadesh even if you're not mitzarek that joins together. However, what's the Gemara's kasha? Fima Shabira Ritva B'Shem Rabbi Seinu Bali Tosos. Now he's Mazgir the Ritva. What is the Gemara's kasha? The Hadra of Nachman Aliva the Rabban Yeshua Ben Karcha. Tiri Yeshua Ben Karcha the Shnei Masim in Starfim Kol Shekein Be'echad Rame Chalon Zeh. Reb Nachman Chidesh, this is a critical line in the Hezber of the Bali Tosos. Da Filu Le Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanan who say that we don't join together Sunday and Monday, the cash is like this. But if we're talking about one mice on Sunday, not on Sunday and Monday, so then in such a case, we should allow for tziruf. Because what's the only information that we have that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Says Rabbi Nachman, when they saw on two different days. But when they see on the same day, even Rabbanan of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha don't indicate that it's possible. And if Rabbanan would hold it was possible, they would say to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, you're wrong because you need them to see each other. But the Rabbanan on the Sanhedrin, Lamed Amid Aleph, going to Lamed Amid Beis, never say that. All they say is you can't be mitzarei from two different manos, from Sunday and Monday. But on Sunday, it's a davar pashut, it's mitzarei. V'rak b'dinei nefashos k'seres ha'kasu d'la yomus ha'meis. But only when it comes to dinei nefashos do we say that it doesn't work. And this is the chiddush of Rav Nachman. Oh. Rabosai, before we go on, we now see what I said from the Beis Halevi, mamish in the Svara of the Ritva, Bedas HaBalei Tosvos, as spelled out by the Achiezer. And what's that? That when it comes to Dine Mominos, what do we have? We see that an Eid Echad could be Mitzdarik Legamri, even according to the Rabbanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. It works mamish to be mitzdarif. Why is it that when it comes to Dine Nefashos that we say it's not mitzdarif? Is it the pshat that we say that Dine Nefashos it's not considered to Eidim? No! We never said that. All we said is Lo Yubas al Pi Eidechad, that there can't be a Misa al Pi Eidechad. What does it mean there can't be a Misa al Pi Eidechad? It means that Beis Din can't put the guy to Misa. But what do we see? When it comes to Mamonos, it's a full-fledged Siruv. What is it that doesn't allow us to be Mitzdarev for Nefashos? Xeris HaKosov, which says that there's no Siruv. That works beautifully with observation in Sanhedrin Pei Aleph Amid Beis, that when it comes to Kippah, what do we say? There is a tziruv. Then Eidus Miuchedes would be acceptable. Then when it comes to Nefashos, we would want to be Mitzarif them together when it comes to Kippah. Just it's a halacha in Beis Din that's not Mitzarif. And that's what Rav Nachman is bringing out. Rav Nachman is bringing out that we see even from the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that there's no reason to believe that we're not mitzdarev when it comes to Eidus in general. We're not mitzdarev them together. That's when it comes to Mamonos. And even when it comes to Nefashos, what do we see? We see that we're mitzdarev them. Just when it comes to Dine Beis Din, we're not mitzdarev. Right? So far, so good? In Kainim Advarim. So now, maybe we could come back to what the omit of what's going on in Tosas is. What did Tosas say? Tosas said that when it comes to two Eidim, so there in such a case, we would never suggest, there's no reason to say that if there is Eidus Miuchedes, that they join together. But we would have had a Havamina if not for the Xeris HaKosvalu Yumas HaPiyed Echad, that we would have one aid and one aid that they should join together. So we asked, we left off with a Tzara. If two Eidim are not going to join together with somebody else, so why would you say that when it comes to one aid they should join together? What should be the difference between two Eidim and one Eid? That was our Tzarchi. And what's going on in Tosas? So the Chura now, once we see the way the Ritva is Madzber, the Balei Tosas, from the Balei Tosas, the Tosas Shat, and the Achiezer is Pshat, and what we saw from the observation of the Beis Halevi, we see beautifully what's going on in our Sukkah. Is it true that an Eid Echad is not Mitzdarev? Is it true an Eid Echad is not? No! Eid Echad is Mitzdarev! Even the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha hold that Eid Echad of Eidus Miuchedes is Mitzdarev. That's what Rav Nachman was bringing out. But Rav Nachman wasn't just being Mechadish that on his own. Rav Nachman already points out the Ritva from the Balei Tosos, points out the Achiezer, that we already have precedent beforehand that it's mitzdarev, that Eid Echad is mitzdarev. If we already have precedent that Eid Echad is mitzdarev with something else, maybe when the Xeris HaKosov says, Lo Yumas al Pi Eid Echad, that's already when you have all your information. So who says that a Karim Apostle should be mitzdarev to the Kat to make them apostle? But we already know that if we're looking for information, we join in Eidus Miuchedes. Then we do join in Eidus Miuchedes. Back into the words now of Tosvos. Says Tosvos. Mikom Akum Mir Yosef Farsh de Iker Milsa Maisi. Dimas Nisan Avamina Dav Gibishte Kitos. The call Chada Choshuv Eidus Ba'ape Nafsha. Then it's already Eidus. Avo the cat achas mitzdarfi shapir. But one cat does join together. Well, we would say that when it comes to one cat, you already have the koach to be able to join together, because we know in Ilchas Mominus that you will join together. Not only that, we know even when it comes to the Foshos that Eidus Miuchet is going to join together, as the Beis Halevi had said. It's just the halachim best in lo yumas. It's halachim lo yumas. So then maybe we would say we would have a havamina that they should join together. Kamash malon, because we see throughout that they do. Kamash malon lo yumas tells us that they're not going to. But the fact that you, when you have already a pot of Aden, that you're not mitzdarei psulim, that's not relevant over here. Because that's already where you have the information. But when you have one and you have another one, we see that the halacha desires to pull them together. So since the halacha desires to pull them together, so in such a case, then we would say that they should be mitzdarei. So l'chura, that's the omek hadvarim. And the omek hadvarim now explains to us both parts. It explains to us what the havamina would be, as Tosis had said. And now we understand the shakulatari of the Gemara. We understand what Rav Nachman, everything works out beautifully. We understand what Rav Nachman is being mechadesh over here now. That Rav Nachman comes along and he adds something amazing. Rav Nachman comes along and he adds that when it comes to Mominos, once we got through saying that Xeris HaKosum not to be mitzdarev, but we see even for a Banner of Yeshua Karcha would be mitzdarev. To which the Gemara asks, but wait a second. If that's so, that we say that when it comes to Eidus Miuchedes, that the halacha is that it's mitzdarev, so then it should be, but Chol HaPoch is enough to be mekayim mitzvah l'asveid. Now, I'm going to stop early for a couple of reasons. First of all, I've lost some of my soldiers. Not Tommy Gamir. I think most of Tommy Gamir are following. But I lose koach when I lose boys. So that's just the way I work. I can't change that. See, so my Rebbe was like that too. So Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to continue on with the Ravid. End of Tzitzis. But think about the Omek Hadvarim. I think it's Mamish B'Sameach. It's an Or Chodesh in how to read the Gemara. It's Mamish and Or Chodesh in how to read the Gemara. I'll take some questions, clarification questions, because I'm saying a big Chiddush now. I'm saying Gushmak Chiddush. What our Gemara that seems awesome all the way around, and with the Tosos and so on, now I think Mamish we have a beautiful Habana. And our Habana, I didn't even need to say a Chiddush on my own. All I needed to do was to really, really understand what the Ritva is saying, and really understand the Shakta Vitaria. I'm not adding anything on my own. But once we truly understand it, we truly understand the Maskif and why it stands by Akasha, and we truly understand what Tosas is saying, what Tosas says that we would have a Havamina that Eid Echad, Eidus Miuchedes would be Mitzdar. I didn't say much today, that's because I don't have a lot of soldiers now, but Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow we'll continue on with them. I'll give you new Maramakamas. For those of you who did already the Tzais well, I'll give you new Maramakamas. Yes, let me take a couple of questions. Yeah, go ahead, Eitan.
If we're saying that the Ritva holds that by Yesh Mechadis, by Mominus, it's a full-fledged Tzirut, then why does he say that the Yesh Mechal says, Shim Nimsa Chame and Pasul Chaveirum Mechai Meshua? If we're saying that it's a full Tzirut, the Nakam Lagami puzzle is a Nakam Bifuzir.
So the answer goes like this. Now he's asking a good question. Let me play. If I was in the middle of Shir, I wouldn't play it up. But now, anyhow, we're already in question and answers. Let me play up what Eitan's saying. Let me turn the tables on you guys. Instead of the tables being on me, let me turn on you guys. Asks Eitan and Gevaldik Akashim. the way we're masver in the Ritva is mamish misamech. But he asks, so the Ritva holds its mamish at tzivruch when it comes to Rav Nachman. Is that so? So then why is it, if it's karavul possible, that we should throw out everything? And if we should throw out everything, then if Shimon is apostle, then Reuven shouldn't be able to be mechayev him shvua. How could it be that we don't apostle him? That's his kasha. Nothing to do with our shtickle Torah. Let me put it inside so everybody follows. The Ritva then says that filo achi kol shabalach kshera avol bi shelo yoda shabecha bechavero, that the way to do it started. Then he says v'yesh bechlal hazeh shenimtza ech mehem posel chavero mechut mechayev Oshua. That we say this halach, then nimtza ech mehem karav posel, then his friend is going to be mechayev him Oshua. So we ask, I lost my soldiers, I stopped shearing the other day. I lost my soldiers. Okay. So we ask like this. He asks like this. Fine. The way we're masber above is fine. But if one of them becomes apostle, so then you should throw everything out, even to be mechayev Yeshua. So what would you answer? Yes, Aaron?
You're climbing on Tosfos.
Whoa. Answer the Kasha. Don't get offended. Aaron, don't get offended. That's out. Wait. Let me explain to you why I raised my hands. I have no problem with Reb Chaim. I hope I love Reb Chaim as much as you love Reb Chaim. But the reason I put up my hands is I want you first to give me the Svara and ask me not to interrupt you.
What's the fear about Kasha?
All right, I interrupted it. Because then I was rushing, and then I lost my soldiers. I know, I'm afraid there was no reason to rush. So before I interrupt you, then bring me a raya from Reb Chaim. But don't start with the Reb Chaim. Answer to the Zach, and then bring a raya from Reb Chaim. Go ahead.
Tosfos and Bava Medav already dealt with this issue. When there's two Eidim, and one of them is bound to be a car or a bustle. He says over there that by Shrua, that you're still Machai Shrua.
Excellent point.
So let me just tell
everybody what Aaron is saying. I'm not interrupting you. Just to explain what Aaron is saying. Aaron is pointing out, by the way, that I saw that Achiezer makes a big deal about that Taisus as well. The Taisus on Vav Amud Aleph shows us that the whole Svara of Rav Yossi, because Achiezer points out some Paschal like this for Sheet of Rav Yossi. Right. Can't say over the Achiezer. But Tosfos at the end of Vav Amud Aleph says that the Svara Rav Yossi is that since we see that Eid Echad is Kam L'Mamon, so we see that when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, Tiskaimo Eidus B'Sha'ar. So he's pointing out that your Kash is not a Kash on the Ritva, that's really, according to Tosfos, the Etzem Svara of Rav Yossi. Okay, go ahead.
And then the way that we're Masbir, the Svara of Tosfos, is that it's a half an Eidus and a half an Eidus. And therefore, when you find one to be a carver apostle, you don't throw out the whole Eidos, you just take out that half an Eidos. So when you take out half an Eidos, what do you left? You're left with one.
But he's asking, why is that so? He says by carver apostle generally doesn't work that way. He's bothered.
Yeah, because the difference is by Mammon, it's half an Eidos.
And in Reb Yossi, but that's Reb Yossi. We're now talking within the Rabbanah. In other words, by Tosfos over there, he's being masked by Reb Yossi. Eitan's asking, we're not in Reb Yossi now.
No, but it's the mechanics of Mammon. That's not an issue with Reb Yossi, that's an issue of the mechanics of Mammon. Which is why Rav Chaim, who says that what's the mechanics of Mammon, that's a half an Eidos. Each one's bringing their own evidence as half an Eidos, each one's bringing their own evidence as half an Eidos. So when you find one via carbon apostle, it's not that you took out the Eidos, you took out half an Eidos. When you take out half an Eidos, you're left with one Eid who has the ability to be Machai of a Shua.
Okay. So Aaron wants to give a beautiful Chiddush. I'm going to say less of a Chiddush, but Aaron, what he's saying is nice. Aaron wants to say that Mamnos is fundamentally different. That Reb Chaim says that the following Chakira. He says, when it comes to Eidus on Nefashos, how do we look at one Eid? Do we look at one Eid as potential for a half an Eidus, but no significance at all? Or do we say that he's Eidus, but you're not able to get the Misas Bezdin? So Reb Chaim says, one Eid in Nefashos is a zilch. It's a zilch. You need two to create something. It's what we call in pharmacology, a synergistic effect. Each one of the, if you have in medicine, if you have to write these words down. It'll help you in teaching Torah to others. They help you teaching Torah, Be'ez Hashem, not to chas v'chalila go to college. So if you have one piece of medicine, right, there often you'll have one chemical that God by itself, you give it to the sick person, it won't work. And if anything, sometimes it'll just have a bad effect. And you put another chemical, it won't work. But if you put it together, it creates what we call a synergistic effect, then it works. So that's what Reb Chaim says, how nefashos works. If each one is a nothing, but you put them together, then it has a synergistic effect. Oh, Michael Houghton. Either go to the dormitory or learn. One of the two. So the two, that's the halacha. Okay? The two go together. But when it comes to mamonos, he says it's 50%. If you have this 50%, so then in such a case it'll work for mamonos. In Kainim Advarim wants to say like this. He wants to say that when you have a karuv apostle, you still have one aid that's enough to become l'shvua. And the karuv apostle does different things when it comes to nefashos versus when it comes to mamonos. I want to say even simpler, without Reb Chaim, but along the same lines, that karuv apostle is enough to say it's a zero when it comes to being motzi mamon. It's a zero. It throws it out. The kant is thrown out. But there's another halacha of shvua. We're saying slightly different svaras. It comes to a different halacha called shvua. And when it comes to shvua, there it still stands. In other words, nitzach me'am karov apostle will only pasel vis-a-vis mamonos. It will only pasel nefashos. But who says it pasels when it comes to shvua? Because at the end of the day, eid echad is kant l'shvua. So you could throw in Reb Chaim, like Aaron is saying, or you could say like me, you can say simply. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop over here. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go on with the Pesais. And we're going to go on with the Pesais.